Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen. Happy 4th of July to everybody. We just want to praise God for the freedoms that we have in our nation, and just thank God for the opportunities that He's given us in this season, that even though we live in a world that's not perfect, we have a perfect God that has given us even more than natural freedoms. He's given us a spiritual freedom. Amen? Well, let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you want to say to us today. God, we thank you, Lord, that it's not by accident that you've called us here together. Father, that you want to share something with us from your word today. God, something that will speak to us, something that will elevate us, something that will cause us to be undefeated, because you called us more than conquerors, God. And so I thank you, Lord, that we can walk in that today. We can live in the freedom that you've given us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, look at somebody and say, Happy Independence Day. And I brought my my good friend, Brother Samal Hammond, up on the stage with me today. And he's always got a word in his mouth. And I know you got some family in town. You want to give them a shout out today?
Yeah, shout out. I got my sister. She thinks she's mama. That's my sister right there. Stand up, Gail. I got my brother-in-law. I got my brother-in-law right there beside. I got my little nephew, Braxton, Elijah. And I got my brother Shane right there beside him and his fiance. So I thank them for coming out. I have more family, but they sleeping in right now. We had a long night last night. You know, we got a family friend gathering, but I thank you guys for coming out. Support me.
Oh, we got some in the back.
Okay. I see my cousins. Tina. That's my cousin Tina, her fiance Sam, and my kid Far. I ain't see y'all come in, but they came on in. That's a beautiful thing.
All right. Yes, amen. Lord. We're one big family here today. Lord. Today we're going to be discussing Independence Day. We live in a free nation, not a perfect nation, but one of the greatest nations that we can live in. And we're free, but there's actually two types of freedoms. There's a natural freedom that comes from man, but then there's a spiritual freedom that comes from God. And so I want to take a look at that from John 8:36, if you'll go with us today. And John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." And it's incredible that we understand that we make choices every day. We choose. A lot of times, people will say, "Oh, the devil made me do it." Or even, "You know, I just felt the unction and God made me do it." But the truth of the matter is, God has given us the ability to make decisions. He's given us the freedom of choice. And so we live in the ripple effect of the choices that we make. So we choose what we're going to be independent of, and we choose what we're going to be dependent on. And a lot of times, funny enough, when we choose to be independent of one thing, we're actually making ourselves dependent on another. I can tell you today that I'm dependent on the grace of God. I'm dependent on the favor of God. I'm dependent upon the promises of God. But I've been made independent of the power of sin, the power of death, the power of sickness, the power of poverty. Amen? So every time we make a choice in this life, we're becoming independent on one thing and becoming dependent on another.
Amen. And Pastor, I can take us to the scripture to confirm what Pastor Joshua is saying, Luke 10:19. Scripture says, "Behold, I give you the power and authority to stump over all scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means should harm you." Saying in other words, guys, we have it inside of us. But in order to activate it, we have to believe it. And there's a lot of people that doubt. There's a lot of people that have fears. There's a lot of people that's confused, that don't know any better. But guys, I'm here to tell you right now, we're nothing without the Almighty God. We're powerless. We got to have him. He is our strength. When you're weak, he's our strength. I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm not going to church, man. I gamble a lot. I'm selling drugs." Guys, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be able to do it on your own. God is the one that's going to give you the strength to overcome whatever weakness it is, whatever sin it is, and God will set you free, guys. I taste the goodness of him, and I guarantee you, I'm not going back. Amen?
Amen.
Going back, baby.
So, but it's all about the choices that we make, right? We have a choice to accept Jesus, yes. Or we have the choice to not accept Jesus. We have the choice to be dependent on sin or independent of sin, depending on the choices that we make. But we have these two types of freedoms. In the natural, you know, you heard it on the video, we have the freedom from tyranny or unfair taxation or government controlling all the little tiny aspects of our life or punishment for sharing our opinion. But in the spiritual, what do we have? We have, when we come to Christ, we are free from the power of sin. We're free from the power of death. We're free from the power of the enemy. Because I've been set free by Jesus, it changes my relationship with sickness, with disease. It changes my relationship with money, right? It changes my relationship with promotion and success. Actually, our freedom in Christ changes everything. It changes everything on a fundamental level. So we're now living a new life. You know, the scripture says, behold, now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So we see that when we come and we experience and we taste the freedom that only Christ gives, it changes us fundamentally.
Yes, and Pastor Joshua, you're absolutely correct, man. I'm here to tell you guys I'm living witness of the goodness that God will give you freedom. Yeah. He will give you freedom because, guys, if you're not living for God, who are you living for? That's the question. You no longer want to live in bondage. You no longer want to live in sin because those things are going to take you to places that you don't want to spend your eternity at. So I speak to whoever it is who have ears to hear this morning. Connect with the source. Because we're nothing without him. And I guarantee you, whatever you've been held in bondage in and captivity in, God will give you that freedom that you need. All you got to do is try him. My mom used to tell me all the time when I was young, she said, son, you done tried everything up under the sun. Why don't you try God? And guys, I'm here to tell you right now. Hey, I done tasted the goodness of him. Guys, I'm here to tell you right now, living witness. Just try him and see. Just see. See what he got to offer. Amen.
Freedom always gives you something, you know. We have five fundamental freedoms that in America that we're given, right? We have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of press, the freedom of assembly, and the right to petition the government. That's what we have in the natural. But in the spiritual, we have so much more. We've been given hope. We've been given a future. You know, without Christ, our future is bleak. There's nothing out there. There might be the illusion of hope. There might be the illusion of freedom. But with him, we have a hope and a future. We have the ability to be built up and not broken down by life. To be the head and not the tail. To be above and not beneath. To be blessed and not be held captive in poverty. This freedom gives us power. Look at somebody and say, this freedom gives me power.
Yes, and one thing that I can say, I'm so grateful and thankful for our God. He's given us free will, guys. It's a choice that we make. We have to actually sit back and take it for face value, guys. If you're not standing on the promises of God, you're roaming throughout this world aimlessly. And that's something that you don't want to be, because if you're roaming aimlessly, the enemy can come in and devour you and sift you like wheat. So I'm speaking to somebody this morning that needs to hear this word to know that God is the reason that he is our strength in our time of weakness. He is the one that's going to give us all that we need. And guys, I'm telling you, don't never let nobody silence you from proclaiming and saying the name of Jesus. You make sure everywhere you go, you tell your people about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. Your words of encouragement might change that brother or sister and come into the kingdom of God. So don't never allow that enemy to silence you. And I'm going to share something with you guys. This is a situation that actually happened last night. We did a Dress to Impress ball, and we rented out the American Legion over in Coral Gables. And in order for us to get our actual deposit back, we had to have the place clean. So when we left out of the place, it was about 2:30. By the time we got back to the room, it was about 3:15. And as I was laying in the bed, I couldn't sleep. I just kept tossing and turning. 4 o'clock hit, 5 o'clock hit. Then I heard the enemy say, man, go on to sleep, man. Pastor Josh is going to be all right. Don't worry about it. It's good. Go on to sleep. Pastor Josh is going to be good. And I sat back and I dozed on off again. This time it was a heavy doze. And then when I snapped back into reality, I heard the voice again. Man, go on and get you some rest, man. Pastor Josh is going to be all right. I jumped up. Devil, you is a lie. You is not finna silence me. I'm finna go in this church this Sunday because it's a word that me and Pastor got to give that's gonna save somebody's life, that's gonna give them the freedom that they've been looking for all their life. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, I for one, I'm glad that you didn't leave me out here hanging this morning. I appreciate that. But you're right. There's true freedom. You know, we talk about John 8:36, who the Son sets free is free indeed. The tone of that is, who the Son sets free is totally free. Yes. It's not a partial freedom. It's not a little bit of freedom. You know, and Paul would write that in his letters. Like, even if you're in adverse situations in the natural, he said, you're still free, you know. And so it's a true freedom that we only experience when we come to Christ. We only experience this type of freedom when we come to Christ. And there's other freedoms out there that it looks like it's the real thing, but actually it's just an illusion. You know, that's what the enemy offers us many times is smoke and mirrors, right? Something that looks like it's beautiful, something that looks like this is freedom, this is going to be great, but it's actually just another type of bondage. Only Jesus has the ability to truly set us free. We need a Messiah, we need a Savior that can step in and partner with us in this life and help us to experience the freedom that only he gives.
That is so true, Pastor Josh. And another thing, guys, I want to bring to your attention. The enemy is very deceiving. He's very cunning. Yeah. And he would never ever come as himself. What he does is he uses other people so that he can continue to get you. Because he know if he comes himself, he will never be able to get you again. So he uses other people that surround you to try to confuse you and throw you off of your character. But guys, I'm here to tell you right now, if you're connected to the source, if you're standing to show thyself approved, if you're seeking the word of God with all your heart, God is going to give you the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding to be able to counteract that enemy when he tried to shoot them fiery darts your way. And I'm telling you guys, I'm a living witness of it. I experienced it, and I know and I taste the goodness of God and the freedom that it gives. And I pray that each and every individual who have ears to hear this morning, try him. Just try him. Just try him. That's it. Just try him.
I love that. And another thing is Jesus fought the hard battles. We're only required to fight the smaller battles, right? When we realize when we come to Christ, he has already gone before us and knocked out the biggest devils. He's already knocked out the biggest. He slayed the biggest giants. And now we come in and we do the smaller battles. And the great news is that this is what it says in Psalm 121. It says, I look up to the mountain. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. So God is not going to sleep on it. God's not going to sleep on the job. Jesus is going to have your back. I'm excited to know that I get to go through life and Jesus is in my corner.
Yes.
God's got my back. Yes. No matter what problem, no matter what battle I find myself in, I know I'm not alone.
That's right.
I know I'm not fighting by myself. And he's already proven that Jesus is the ultimate ride or die, right?
Yes,
he proved that on the cross.
Yes,
and so we know that we can call on the name of Jesus, and he's going to be there in our time of need.
That's right. He's actually going to show up, guys. I'm here to tell you, he will show up and show out. I'm telling you, when you think everything is over with, when you think it's no way out, he will show up at a time where you will know that it ain't nobody but him. He will show up in a time in your life, guys, and I'm speaking to somebody. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Guys, come back to your first love. Come back to him. Allow him, build a relationship with them. Seek, study to show thyself approved. The more you seek the word of God, the enemy will not be able to come to you with that trickery. He won't be able to come to you with that deceiving. Why? Because God has filled you with the wisdom to be able to acknowledge the enemy when he's in the midst. But if you're not connected, if you don't know any better, if you don't know the word, that enemy will continue to get over on you over and over and over again. And I'm speaking to somebody, like I said, I don't know who it is, but I speak that this day that you find that freedom, that you find that freedom today. He is in the presence of his place. He is here. All you got to do is invite him in, and I guarantee you it'll never be the same. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
It'll
be the same, baby. Yes, Lord.
That's so true, because we are locked into this battle. You know, we see battles in the natural, and of course scripture tells us first the natural, then the spiritual. We can see things, we can see a type and shadow of things in the natural. You know, with the American Revolution, that it took place between 1775 and 1783. And Britain actually almost won the war, because Britain had 133,000 troops, and we just had 96,000 troops, right? Everybody's fighting, but they had a bigger army than we did. And anywhere from 25,000 to 100,000 people lost their life. Some were in combat, but even more were to sickness and disease and other things related to the war. And so we understand that battles can be brutal. Battles can be epic and mind-blowing even. But the spiritual battle that is raging is even greater. Because in the natural, we fight over lands and we fight over nations and we fight over money and we fight over trade routes. But in the spirit, we're fighting over something that's eternal. We're fighting over souls. Right. And so this is something that it didn't just happen, right? It's something that's been going on since the Garden of Eden, right? It's a battle over souls. That's right. God wants us to win this battle. Yes. And the problem is, you know, oftentimes we're looking at temporal things. You know, I'm so happy for the freedoms that we have in our nation, but guess what? Those are temporary things. That's right. You know, I'm so happy for the freedoms that we have in many nations, but those are temporary things. The things that are eternal, the big battle, the big war is over souls. But I want to talk about two battles that must be won. Look at somebody, say two battles. And I think this is so important because this is one of Jesus' last prayers that he prayed. It can be found in the book of Luke 22:42, right? And this is something that was on an emotional level what Jesus was going through. These were the thoughts, the very thoughts that were going through Jesus' mind right before he went to the cross. And he said, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me." Now, that's the emotional level. Anybody ever been at a place where you felt kind of emotional, right? Or you had some crazy ideas going through your head, and this is where I feel like I'm at today? Well, he was going to the cross. He knew the cross was the plan. His prayer, though, and his conversation with God was still this, though: "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me." I love this part, though: "Yet not my will, but yours be done." The first battle that's going on, it's the battle over my will. And let me tell you something. Every time we get out of bed in the morning and our feet hit the ground, we're waging this battle. It's either going to be my will or it's going to be God's will. I'm either going to lay down my will and experience freedom, or I'm going to try to pick up my will and experience the captivity that comes with sin. So it's so important, because oftentimes there's things about the spiritual world that are counterintuitive. It's like in the natural, it doesn't make sense, but in the spirit, it makes complete sense. The only way I'm going to experience this freedom in Christ to the fullest dimension is for me to lay down my will. Yes. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus exemplified for us. He said, if you lay down your will, then you're going to experience true freedom. You cannot experience true freedom carrying your own will. Yes. And that's the problem, right, in this life, because I want to do it my way. Hey, Samal, I'm just doing me. Yes. No, I can't do me. I have to lay me down. I have to pick up my cross. I have to lay my will down so that I can really discover what this true freedom is all about.
Yeah, Pastor, you're also right. That's where the raging war comes in at, guys. As long as you have breath in your body, your spirit and your flesh is going to war. But guys, I'm here to tell you, whatever you feed the most is what's going to come out victorious. If are you feeding your flesh or are you feeding your spirit? Your spirit, man, that's what counts. If you're continuously feeding your flesh, guess what? Those repercussions that come behind that, it's going to come your way. But if you continue to feed your spirit, you're going to become strengthened. In the areas where you once was weak, you're going to become strong. Why? Because you laid that flesh to the side and you started feeding that spirit, man. And once that spirit, man, is full-blown, boy, you walking in power. And no speaker, whoever you walking in power and authority, whatever you speak is going to show up and show out for you. Whatever you think, God said, I got to the point now where I'm so deep in the spiritual and the things of God and the word and the wisdom of God, where I can think something. I don't even have to pray. I can think about, Father, I need that, and it'll happen. Just like that. That's the connection. That's the connection that we need, guys. We cannot do it alone in this world, guys. We need Jesus. And I'm speaking to you this morning. We need Jesus. Without him, you're not going to come out victorious. But with him, I guarantee you, victory has already been won. Amen?
But it's a battle, right? It's a battle that we have over our will. I mean, God has all these things he wants to give us, all these promises he wants to, you know, unwrap and reveal to us, but we have to lay down our will. And in the moment that we start picking our will back up, we start losing that freedom. We start losing that freedom. And, you know, I think a lot of times we tell ourselves a lie. You know, either we think this about ourselves or we think this about somebody else. We say, oh, man. I'm just at a place that I don't have to struggle with my will. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how holy you think you are. Doesn't matter what kind of title you got in front of your name. Doesn't matter if you got a PhD. You know what? You're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to wrestle with your will. At some point, if it's not in the morning, it's going to be in the middle of the day. If it's not in the middle of the day, it's going to be in the middle of the night that you're wrestling with your will. Versus God's will, wrestling with that old man, and make sure that you wrestle that thing to the ground. Because the only way to experience true freedom is to put down your will, surrender. So now, you know, and I think a lot of Christians miss this because they're experiencing a partial freedom. You know, yeah, they've come to Christ. Yeah, they're giving their heart to Christ, but they hadn't given their will to Christ. And so they say they've confessed it with their mouth, but with their heart. The scripture says, your words are saying one thing, but your heart is far from me. And so it's only that we've given our whole heart when we lay our will down. Say, God, I want to do it your way. I'm not going to try to do it my way anymore. God, I want to experience the true freedom that you have. So, yeah. No, go ahead. I know you want to say
something.
I just
wanted to add this, Pastor Joshua. You have to actually know that what you're speaking about right now, when you're in debt in the word, when you're connected, a lot of pastors, leaders, messengers of God, those are the ones who are under the strongest attacks. And those are the ones who are always praying for everybody. And that's what God put in my heart. I call Pastor Josh, I pray with him. I call Bill, I pray with him. I call Pastor Clarence, I pray with him. Because I know, guys, those are the ones who are under the most attack. You know, because they're so strong and they're so indebted. So they look at the enemy, look at you and like, hold up. Oh, you think you all that, huh? Okay, I'm going to break you down, boy. But he tries it. And guys, I'm speaking to you because I want you to understand the spiritual warfare that we fight against on a daily basis, guys. We're fighting against spirits that we can't see. That's why scripture said we walk by faith and not by sight. You understand what I'm saying? We fight in a spiritual warfare of demons and goblins and witches and warlocks that we can't see. So if you can't see it, guys, the only way that you can defeat these spirits of darkness is in the spiritual and with God on your side. That's the only way that you're going to be able to defeat it. You can't defeat it no other way, guys. And I guarantee you the freedom that he have to offer, you can't pay for it. You can't pay for it. You can't go out there and get it from nobody because it comes from the Almighty God, guys. And we got to be mindful of that, guys. Stop allowing the enemy to throw us off of our course. Stop allowing the enemy to deter us. Stop allowing the enemy from taking us away because he know greatness is in you. He know it's in you. So he's going to throw every kind of curveball your way to try to throw you off of the future and the hope that God has already predestined for you. But I'm here to tell you right now, the devil is a lie and ain't no truth in him. I'm going to keep on glorifying and praising my God wherever I go because I know that he gave me some freedom that can't nobody else give. Amen?
Preach. So we know we have this battle, the battle over my will. What's the second battle? The second battle is the battle over souls. It's not just about me. It's about other people that God has placed in my life. So it's not just about my will, my emotions, the thoughts that are going in my mind. It's about the people that God has placed around us because when I keep my mouth shut about Jesus, somebody stays in bondage.
That's right.
So the battle is over the message. A lot of times we get ourselves so fixated. We say we're looking for the Antichrist to be a person. When actually Jesus said the spirit of the Antichrist is already among you. You know, it's the spirit of the Antichrist that put Jesus on the cross. And that's the same pressure that you and I feel in our society when we want to say something about Jesus, but maybe I shouldn't say something right now. Don't talk about Jesus over here in education. Don't talk about Jesus over here in politics. Don't talk about Jesus here. Don't talk about Jesus there. Now, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Yes. Antichrist. It's a thought process. It's a spirit that's against the message of Christ, the saving power, yes. The message that brings people freedom. Yes. And so yes. When I keep my mouth shut about Jesus, somebody around me is kept in bondage. Wow. So I made a decision, Samal. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut about Jesus.
That's right. Hey, guys, once you seek it for yourself, Pastor Joshua can preach it, Bishop can preach it, the pastor can preach it on Sunday, but if you don't open it up for yourself, the gospel says that my people perish from the lack of knowledge. Pastor can preach it all day long, but if you don't open that word up for yourself and seek it, it ain't going to mean nothing. It ain't going to mean nothing to you. You got to open it up for yourself and read it and allow it to penetrate your spirit. Guys, I'm telling you, I am so grateful and thankful for God, how he came into my life and saved the wretch like me. Yeah. And guys, I'm here to tell you, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I fall short of the glory. But one thing God does know is I got a heart for him. He know my heart is for him. I'm going to keep him first. I'm going to inquire of him of any and everything that I do because I know that he gave me freedom that nobody else can give me. And I'm speaking to somebody in this room right now who's running away from their calling, have an anointing on their life, and the enemy knows that you are a powerful individual, and he's throwing every fiery dart your way to try to keep you from the calling that God has already called on your life. I'm here to rebuke it right now. I send it back to the depths of hell that you will prevail, and God will give you that future and that hope that he promised you. Just keep on keeping on, guys. Don't allow nothing to deter you from the goodness of the freedom of the Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I love what the Apostle Paul says here in Romans 10:14, because he starts to ask some rhetorical questions here. And these are questions he already knows the answer to. He says, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless somebody tells them? But one of the worst things we can do in this world is keep our mouth shut about Jesus. The first battle that we're talking about is the battle over our will, but the second battle is a battle over souls. It's a battle over the message about Jesus going out, and we all play a role in this. This isn't just for preachers. This is for all of us. This is for everybody that follows Jesus. If there's somebody around you that is going to respond to the message of Jesus through you. That when you open your mouth, you're going to set some captive free. When you open your mouth, you're going to set somebody that's in bondage. You're going to introduce them to the freedom and the salvation, the saving power of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't happen unless we open our mouth and share our faith. Yes, there's all kinds of pressure from the enemy to keep us silent, to keep us quiet, right? And it's always been that way, right? In the days of Elijah. Guess what? Jezebel was cutting the messengers' heads off, right? She's killing all the messengers. But let me tell you something. God has got a special grace on his messengers, on all those who carry, what does it say? Lovely, blessed are the feet of those who carry the message. And God's going to bless your journey. God's going to bless your life. God's going to bless everything that you're doing when you carry the message of Jesus with you. There's something so powerful about not keeping your mouth shut about Jesus.
Yes, and guys, I also want to add to that, Pastor Josh, that is true. We are the hands and feet for him. We are the hands and feet for God. When Jesus went to the cross, that left us here. He left 12 messengers who he spit knowledge. He fed. He gave them wisdom, knowledge. Why? To continue this legacy. Guys, we are those disciples today. We are those ones who are supposed to bring that message to others that they may know the good news. Yeah. Don't put it up nowhere. Don't put it up under the bed. Don't put it up in the closet. You make sure wherever you go, you tell somebody about the goodness and the grace of the Almighty God and the freedom that he has to offer. And guys, oh my God, it's just like, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor enter into the hearts of men. The things that God has prepared for those who love him. Guys, let's start loving them. Let's build a relationship with them so that we can receive the freedom that we're talking about this morning. So that we can see and walk into the destiny that God has already predestined for us all. Amen?
All right, before I set you loose to pray, I just want to say this. I want to remind you that this whole theme for this year, we've been talking about being undefeated. And let me tell you something, the devil is scared of you. If you're scared of the devil, you need to correct your thinking today because the devil is scared of you. Actually, Scripture tells us that the earth groans for the manifestation of the sons of God, for the sons and daughters of God to step up. The earth is about to respond when his sons and daughters step up and do what they're supposed to do. And guess what? One of the major things we're supposed to do, open up our mouth and tell the incredible testimony of Jesus Christ that sets men free. I want you to pray first, and then I'm gonna follow up after you.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this opportunity Pastor Joshua gave me, Father God, to come here and to tag team with him on this very powerful message about freedom on this Independence Day, July 4th, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that everyone grab this word, Lord God, and that it fell upon good soil, Lord. It fell upon their hearts that they're not just listeners of the word, but also doers of the word, Lord God. I pray this morning, Father God, that you rain down upon each and every soul that's in this building, Father God. Fill them with your spirit that they may know that you love them, Lord God, and that you would never leave them nor forsake them. I pray, Father God, that you break chains. I pray, Father God, that you remove any sicknesses. I pray, Father God, that you heal anyone who's discouraged, Father God. I pray for peace right now. Anybody who's walking around here with suicidal thoughts, I rebuke it right now, Lord God. Anybody that's walking around here who don't believe, Lord, I ask that they have their belief, that they may know that you are who you say you are. Father God, have your way in our life. We need you. We're nothing without you. And I pray right now with everything I have in my heart and ask, Lord, that you come into our life. Have your way, Lord. Lead us, guide us, mold us, groom us into perfection. Take away anything that's not of you away from us, Lord God. Make us whole again, Lord. Purge us from any sins or iniquity that's holding us back, Lord. And most of all, Lord God, please don't you ever take your spirit away from me. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord, and I just thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Lord, I thank you, Father, that those that have been experiencing a partial freedom, God, they're free in some areas, but in other areas they're still captive to an old habit, captive to some secret sin, something in their closet. God, I pray that you would bring freedom to them right now, whether that thing that has them captive is some sin of the flesh, or it's shame, or it's guilt, or it's greed, or whatever it is, God, I pray, I speak freedom to them right now in the name of Jesus. In the same spirit of Christ that said, I've come to set the captives free, God, I speak those words of Christ right now. Freedom, freedom, freedom from everything that's held them back. Everything that's held them captive, everything that's held them in bondage. Maybe it's poverty, maybe it's lack, maybe it's doubt, maybe it's a lack of faith, maybe it's bad self-image. God, I thank you, Lord, that you break those things in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's depression, God, maybe it's a sadness, a sorrow, a grieving, God. I pray that you break that in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. God, you've called us to be free, to walk as free sons and daughters. And God, I thank you, Lord, right now that, God, if anybody's here that doesn't know you or they've drifted away from their faith in you, I just ask, while heads are bowed, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you right where you are today. If you say, that's me. I'm not where I need to be with Christ, but I want to leave this place the way I need to be. I need to reconnect with Christ. Amen. Amen. If that's you, slip up your hand. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with us. We'll all say this together. Jesus, thank you for loving me the way you do. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for giving me a second chance for wiping away all my sins. Jesus, I'm sorry for doing it my way. Jesus, I want to do it your way. Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. Help me experience your freedom. Save me. Walk with me. Lead me. I give you my heart today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. How good is God? How good is God? I want to thank my good friend, Brother Samal, for being up on the stage and bringing that word today. I want to tell you, if God is with you, you are free. And if Jesus is walking with you, you are undefeated. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.